Leili Nishmas, my grandfather, Reb Ozer Asher ben Ar Yehuda. Brachas Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Berech ala Peres Ha'ilin, Barei Priyadama, Yatza. If a person makes a bracha on Peres Ha'ilin, which is fruits, and we said an ilin is something that does not get destroyed in the winter season or whenever the actual tree or that plant stays, and then the fruits are the only thing that wither, but they come back. So that's an ilin, and that's Peres Ha'ilin. And if he makes on a fruit, a Barei Priyadama, he's Yatza. And Rabbeinu Yonah explained, as we know, that because even a fruit really comes ultimately, the tree ultimately comes from the ground, so you can say a bari pri ha'adama, even b'dieved, on fruit. Val peris ha'aretz, bari pri ha'etz, lo yatza. But the opposite, when a person makes a bari pri ha'etz on a ha'adama, so if a person takes like a pumpkin or some a gourd or whatever, and he makes a bari pri ha'etz on that, there he's not yatza. But on all items, even bread and even wine, we're including. If a person would say shahakol on everything, he's still yotza b'dieved, because shahakol includes everything. Now, this is obviously only b'dieved, but the Rav says that l'chatchila, a person should not even eat any food, any fruit, unless he first knows the bracha that's fitting for it, and not just to say shahakol.